And in particular, we're hoping that Honor is going to be able to hear us. He's got some problem on his computer, so we'll pray about that.
因为我们现在有一个弟兄呢，他是就是连接音频有点问题，所以我们也希望他能够连接上，能够听到我们，我们也会为他祷告。So
let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for bringing us together tonight.
主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，因为今天你把我们带到一起。
We thank you for the many blessings of life that we enjoy. We often pray for health and strength and daily food. We give thee thanks, O Lord.
主啊，我们也要为您每天赐给我们的赐福呢，献上感恩，因为每天呢，我们经常呢会去为健康啊和每天的吃食祷告，所以我们感谢您听我们的祷告。
And Lord, this evening we thank you for so much more.
主啊，今天晚上我们要为更多的事献上感恩。You
have been a bountiful God to us, and you have showered your blessings upon us, and we say thank you, and we would praise your name.
主啊，您是一个丰丰富富的主，您把您的福气呢，就像给我们赐福，就像天上降下来的雨一样，我们非常感恩您，是我们赞美您。
Now, Lord, we pray that you will strengthen us tonight and encourage us as we study the Word of God.
主啊，今天呢，我们祷告，当我们学习神的话的时候，您会鼓励我们，加强我们，赐给我们力量，我们祷告。
May the Holy Spirit teach us, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们希望圣灵呢，教导我们，我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 So we have been studying in recent weeks. We've been studying some great truths from the book of Ephesians.
最近呢，我们一直在学习以弗所书里面的这样的伟大的真理。
And the first part of the book of Ephesians is a description of the wonderful things that God has done for us and is continuing to do for us.
那以弗所书第一章呢，是讲述的就是神在我们身上所行的奇妙的事，而且神继续在这样在我们身上行。
And those wonderful things that he has done form the basis of the reason for us living the lives that we should live.
因为这个呢，主在我们身上呢，所行的这样奇妙的事情呢，是让我们在我们应该去活出来的这样一个生活的基础上赐给我们的。
Amen. So, we got down last week into the third chapter, and in the third chapter, we get a presentation of the unique position that the church has with Jews in it and Gentiles, and by the grace of God, we're all the same before the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢，上次我们的以弗所书第三章呢，学到的呢，就是说呢，其实我们教会在这样的一个位置。 教会里面呢，其实这里讲到呢，所有的外邦人呢，犹太人呢，他们都一起在我们的主耶稣基督面前呢，都是一样的地位。Amen.
And that is very encouraging. I'm just going to take a minute and pray again that this gentleman Honor might be able to get onto our Zoom tonight. Let's just pray.
所以呢，这个呢，对我们来说是很受鼓舞的，因为这个老先生一直在试图加入我们，我们再次呢要为这件事祷告。Lord,
there is a computer problem there, and we pray that somehow you will resolve it so that our brother can be with us for our study this evening.
对主啊，我们看到那里呢有一个弟兄呢，他去连接那个中文呢有问题，所以主啊，我们祈求您呢以某种方式帮助他，帮助他连上这个中文，所以这样呢他可以参加我们今天的学习。
And we pray and give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm going to start our studies this evening in chapter 3 and verse 14.
今天晚上我们要从那个以弗所书第三章的第十三节开始学习。
And he basically says, in the light of all the wonderful things that God has done for us, he says, I'm going to pray for you,that the Lord will do some more good things for you.
这个里面基本上是讲呢，是在神在我们身上，在你们身上呢，行了很多的奇事，所以呢，我会继续为你们祷告。
So I'm going to ask Roy to read verses 14 through 20, and then we'll talk about that after you have read it, please.
因为我来跟大家把14节一直到第20节跟大家读一下，读完了以后呢，我们再来讲这几节经文。所以第14节，你们刚刚上来的是以弗所书第三章第14节，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上各家都是从他得名，求他按照他丰富的荣耀藉着他的灵在你们心里的力量刚强起来。第17节是基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。第18节呢说呢，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。第19节便知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满了你们。第二节说，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
All right, so it seems to me that in these verses, Paul is praying for the Ephesians, praying for four things that he feels they need to have.
所以呢，看起来呢，在这个几节经文里，使徒保罗呢，他当时为以弗所的圣徒祷告，祷告呢，说是这里面祷告呢，基本上是有四件事，这四件事呢，是他认为他们应该有的。
In verse 16, he prays that the saints in Ephesus would be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
第16节里呢，其实使徒保罗在为他们祷告，祷告呢是叫他们心里的力量刚强起来。
The fact is, we need to be strong, and we will be strong if the Lord grants us His strength, so we're praying for that.
这里呢的就是原因呢，是我们要强壮。我们强壮呢，只有说是主赐给我们力量，这样呢我们才可以强壮刚强起来，这样呢所以我们要为此祷告。
In verse 17, his prayer is that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith.
这个第17节讲的呢是基督因你们的信呢住在你们心里。
When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, He comes into our hearts and He lives there. The theme here is that He will be happy living in our hearts, that He will rule in our hearts.
当我们信了主耶稣基督以后呢，主耶稣基督呢，他来到我们的内心，他很高兴地住在我们的心里，然后呢，他在我们心里呢，我们让他来做主。
And in verse 19, he's praying that we might know the love of Christ.
第19节呢，他祷告呢，是我们可以认识主耶稣基督的爱。
The love of Christ is a very, very profound and wonderful thing.
所以基督的爱呢是一个非常非常深刻非常奇妙的事情。
Many people know it in part. Paul's prayer for the Ephesians is that they might know it in its fullness.
所以很多人呢只知道主基督的爱的一部分，所以使得保罗为那个以弗所人祷告说呢，他们可以知道他整个的爱。
And now, the next verse, or the end of verse 19 says that we might be filled with all the fullness of God.
第十九节的结尾呢说我们应该叫神神一切所充满的充满我们。
Now that is a line that is hard for us to understand.
所以这一句话呢对我们来说是很难理解的。
In some respects, we look at it and we say, that would be impossible.
从某种方面说呢，如果我们仔细看一看呢，说这好像是不可能的。
But God's plan is that we would know the greatness of our God right in our own lives.
神的计划呢，就是我们可以在我们的人生中呢，知道神的所有的爱。
Now verse 20 is amazing. It says, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.
这个呢就是第二十节呢是也是一节很美的经文。他说呢神能照着运行在我们心里的大力通通足足的成就一切。超过我们所求所想的。
How great is the goodness? How great are the gifts? How great is the power that God has available for us?
因为神呢，就是可以赐给我们的这样的充满的这样的力量呢，是有多大呢
？And the answer is, We just don't know. We continually underestimate what it is that God has for us, what He will do for us and through us.
因为这答案呢是我们真的不是很知道，因为其实我们通常呢低估了神在我们身上要去做的事情，神要赐给我们的东西，神要给我们的。
There was a preacher who preached to us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel many years ago. I was a younger man at the time when I heard him preach.
在很多年前呢，在我们十六节福音教会呢，有一个传道人在给我们讲道。那个时候 Harold 还是很年轻的时候。
He had some of his children in the audience. His children were in their teens or early 20s at the time.
他那个传道人呢，他有几个孩子也在听众里面，他们的那些孩子们呢，大概就是在20岁左右，20岁，比20岁还小的这样的年龄。
He said, do you know one of the problems with my children?
所以他说，你知道吗？我这些孩子们中间的其中的一个问题是什么吗？
He said, their problem is they don't always ask me for enough.
因为他们呢说呢，这些孩子们的问题呢，他们从来不是说是足够的来求我给他们东西。
He said, if they had known, they could have asked me when they were younger, and even now, if they had known, they could have asked me for more, and I would have given them more.
他说呢，他的孩子们呢，他们还小的时候呢，如果他们向他求更多的东西，甚至说现在也向他求更多的东西呢，他会给他们更多的东西。
I think that's what God is going to say to us when we meet him. I think he's going to say, Harold, why didn't you ask me for more?
这就是说我认为我们所有的人当我们最后遇见神的时候，神会问我们这样的一个问题。神会说 Harold， 为什么你当初不跟我多要点呢？
This verse says he's able to do far more than we can ask, far more than we can think. Why don't we ask him for more?
这一节经文告诉我们呢，神所赐的呢是超过我们所思所想的。那么为什么我们不向神多求点东西呢？
So, we're going to go now into chapter 4. And the first line of chapter 4 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
这个呢我们现在呢要来到第四章，以弗所书第四章第一节说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So,The vocation, what job has God called you to?
所以现在呢就是说呢神呢不知道你是做什么样的工作呢。
Sometimes you get a job, and it's a relatively menial job. You get, very little money and very little respect.
这个呢就是就像你找一个工作，有时候你找到一些工作呢工资很低，但是也不怎么受人尊重。
The first job I ever had, I probably had the job for maybe 3 hours.
所以呢他所有的第一份工作呢他在那个工作只工作呢大概3个小时。
It wasn't a very successful job.I only had it for about 3 hours. My problem was I lost some money when I was doing the job.
这个呢其实呢我这第一个工作呢其实也没什么，其实我既不是一个很成功的工作，我因为我只工作了3个小时，在那3个小时里呢实际上我就是失去了一些钱。
And so, I was only a boy, but I was disappointed. I asked my father, he gave me the money to give back the money that I had lost. I felt very, very bad.
因为当时他只是个小男孩，因为他丢了钱呢，他手上也没有钱，没钱，所以就他去找他爸爸，他爸爸就把那个钱给他，他就把那个钱呢给回去了，所以呢，当时呢，他的感觉非常非常不好。
But it was a menial job, and so it wasn't that bad.
所以呢，但是那个是就是一个小小的一个工作，所以也没那么糟糕。
Many years later, I was given the responsibility of representing my company over in Europe.
所以很多年以后呢，他呢，公司呢，让他去做整个欧洲的那个代表。
And that was a big job.
这个工作是一个非常大的工作。
And I said to my boss, I said, well, what am I going to do for money when I'm over there? I'll have to travel in Europe. I'll have to go here and there. I'll have to entertain people. What do I do for money?
因为我跟我的那个老板说呢，如果我到欧洲去了以后，到欧洲去以后呢，因为我必须到处去旅行，或者说到处各个国家去旅行，也会要去招待人，要花很多的钱，那么钱从哪来呢？
He basically said, you are going to represent our company, and you will have all the money you need to do that.We're a rich company, and you are to represent us in a rich fashion.
所以他说呢，其实呢，你是要代表我们的公司，所以你的职位代表我们公司呢，公司呢会给你提供一切的钱，因为我们的公司呢其实是很有钱的，所以你代表我们公司呢，要有一种有钱的方式来代表我们公司。
Well, I was very happy with that.To be perfectly frank, I never did spend enough of the company's money.
所以呢，这个时候呢，我当时呢，我就非常高兴，我从来没有说呢，用的钱超过了公司提供我的钱。
Now, if you were to be appointed as an ambassador for your country to another country, would you expect to have enough money to pay your way?
这个呢，如果你是说要你到一个国家去作为一个大使，去另外一个国家作为你这个国家大使，代表你这个国家，你会为那个钱发愁吗？
Oh yes, you say, if I were an ambassador, that would be pretty high. If I were, life would be different if I were the ambassador for my country.
那你说哦，如果我是一个大使的话呢，那个大使是一个非常高阶的位置，所以呢，那个人生呢是极大的不同的。如果我是一个大使的话
，Now after you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, God gives you a job. How important is that job?
当你信了主耶稣基督为你的救主的时候呢，神会给你一个工作。那这个工作有多重要呢
？Well, it's far more important than being an ambassador for another country. You're going to be an ambassador for the God of heaven. That's a far more important job.
所以这个呢，工作呢，远远超过你作为一个国家的大使，比它重要的多，因为你将要成为天上的神的大使，这个职位呢，远远比所有的职位都要重要的多。
So when I got my job in Europe, I said I'm going to have to be the company's representative. I think I went out and bought a new suit.So that I would look better.
因为当我去要我去欧洲工作的时候，代表我的公司的时候，我认为这工作是非常非常的重要的，所以我花钱买了一套新的西服。
All right, the question is, you're going to have to chapters 4, 5, and 6 of Ephesians. You're going to have to live up to the high calling that you received.
这个呢，现在的问题就是说，在以弗所书第四章、第五章、第六章里呢，你要活出来一个，就是说，对你这个高阶的呼召的那样一个标准出来。
So now a quick review of some of the outstanding things that you receive when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, so that you will be encouraged to live the life of godliness.
现在呢，我要总结一下，就是当你呢，那个接受的主耶稣基督为救主的以后呢，你在身上呢，你有什么很多奇妙的事情？那么这个事情呢，他会鼓励你在以后去把这些事情呢，你靠这个活着。
Chapter 1 says you've received every spiritual blessing. If that's the case.Boy, what a wonderful thing. You say, I'm going to serve the Lord. I've got all these blessings. I'll serve him.
那第一节第一章呢，就告诉你能够得到所有的各样的属灵的福气。你说，哎呀，这样如果我要信的主呢，我能够收到这样多各样属灵的福气，所以我要去服侍主。
Chapter 1 verse 11 says, we've obtained an inheritance that we're predestined to obtain.
第一章的第十一节呢，我们在它里面得了基业，这原是为那位随己意做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
And it's impossible for us to overestimate the value of that inheritance.
所以呢，跟我们呢，对我们来说是不可能的，就是说去高估我们要得到的这样的基业。
Verse 18 says, that we may know the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory.
所以呢，这个呢，是 verse 18, right?
Last half.
Yeah. So then,这个呢，第十一章第十八节呢，是指的 他在圣徒中得到基业有何等的丰盛的荣耀。
How great is the riches of his glory? We can't understand that.
因为他的丰盛的荣耀呢，有何等的伟大呢？其实我们并理解不了。
Verse number 20:21 says that the Lord Jesus is over. Where are we here? The Lord Jesus is over. He's far above all principalities, powers, might, dominion, every name that is named. The Lord Jesus is over all the forces of the angelic host, the good and the evil.
这个呢，第二十一节是呢，主耶稣基督呢，是他远远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能力的、主治的和一切有名的、不但今世的、连来世的超过了。这里讲的主耶稣基督呢，他是超过一切的，就算是那些天使的、魔鬼的。地上所有的一切他都早已超越。
Okay, is that a big job? Is that an important job?
那么现在这是一个大的工作，大的职位吗？是一个很重要的职位吗？工作吗？
If you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have the most important job in the world.
如果你接受了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主，那么你就拥有了世界上最重要的工作。
You say, well, that's amazing, but how could I ever do that?
你说呢，这个呢，太神奇了，那么我怎么可能做得到呢？
And the answer is, God has given you all the provisions necessary for you to fulfill that job.
因为答案就是神呢，他会提供你所有的一切，你去可以完成工那样工作的所需要的。
So that's the way the second half of the book of Ephesians goes on. It says, now you've got this very important job. You make sure you live up to it. I've given you all the provisions you need. Take them and you live for me.
这个呢就是说呢这是那个以弗所说的第二部分的，就是说呢你得到了一份非常重要的最重要的工作，那么神呢会给你提供一切你去完成这项工作所需要的一切的东西。
And the question, of course, is, how should you accept that responsibility?
一个问题呢是你怎么可以接受那样的职责呢？
You could do it with a great deal of pride. You could do it with arrogance. You could show off your power and your wealth.You could do it with a disrespect, or you could do it in humility.
这个呢，你是以一种骄傲的态度呢，是以一种自大的态度呢，或者是一种来炫耀的态度呢，去做这样的工作呢，还是去你去要以一种谦卑的方式来做呢？
And so the Lord says in verse 2, you are to...Walk worthy of that vocation with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
因为在以弗所书第四章的第二节说呢，凡是谦卑、温柔、忍耐、有爱心、互相宽容。
So instead of having the most important job and acting like an arrogant king, you say, I've got the most important job, I'm going to act like Jesus.
那这个呢就是说呢你不要去就是说去你有一个重要的工作，然后呢你有一个团队，你请用一个自大的方式去做，而是你要是用一种谦卑的方式去服侍主。
And the other thing that you and I could do is we could say, well, if I've got a really important job like that, I'm probably more important than you are, so you get out of my way.
那另外一个对我们来说有可能的就是说呢，如果我有这样的一份最重要的工作的话呢，那么说呢，我就比你强，你最好是不要挡我的路。
So verse 3 says that we are endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
第三节说呢，要用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合二为一的心。
And the Lord Jesus Christ was very, very humble and very peaceable as he went about his good work.
当我们的主耶稣基督呢，他是非常谦卑，非常平安的，当他去做他的工作的时候。
Now verse 4 says, regarding unity, it says, there is one body, there is one spirit, even as we are called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
这个里面的第四节、第五节、第六节呢，是关于我们要同心合一的。第四节说身体只有一个。圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
The wonderful thing is that as servants of God, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all equal. We're all part of the one movement.The one body, the one God and Father, the one Spirit, the one Holy, the one Lord Jesus Christ, we're all one.
因为这个呢，我们作为神的那个仆人，作为主耶稣基督的追随者，我们所有的人呢，都是相等的，我们同等的，就是这样呢，我们的通的身体呢，只有一个，圣灵只有一个。然后一主一信一喜，我们有一神，就是众人的父。
It seems always interesting and strange to me. I look at the screen in front of me. I see many different stations, faces, names, and then I have to say, Harold, we are all one.
这个呢，有时候呢，对我来说呢，是有点奇怪的，因为我有时候看着这个上面屏幕上看见每一个画面每一个地点，我就说呢 Harold， 我们这所有的在这个屏幕上参加这个众的人呢，我们都是一体的。
I'm not alone, you're not alone, we're all together, we're all part of one body.
因为你不是孤单的，我也不是孤单的，所以我们所有的人呢，都是一个身体的一部分。
That means that I need you and you need me and we need to work together in order to be part of that one beautiful body.
这个意味着呢，你要需要我，我也需要你，我们所有人呢都要一起工作，一起努力，就是为了这个美丽的身体。
All right, now the implication of that is that if we are as the verse begins, there is one body. If we're all part of the same body, we all have responsibilities one to another.
在这个第四节里讲到的呢，我们都是一个身体。如果我们都是所有一个身体的里面的一个呢，所以呢，我们都要一起工作。
And so verse number 7 says, unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
第七节说呢，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
So, in your body, in my body, we have many members. Each member has a job to do in the body.
在你的身体上呢，在我的身体上呢，我们每一个人的身体呢，都有不同的肢体，每一个不同的肢体呢，都有一个不同的功能。
Some members in the body are the arm, And their job is to lift things and to do things.
这个呢，在我们的肢体中有一部分呢，它叫手臂，我们叫胳膊。它胳膊的工作呢，就是说是去拿起东西，或者说是提起东西。
Some members in the body are like the stomach. They've got a very important job to do. They've got to take the nutrients and digest them and send the strength to all the rest of the body, including the arm.
这个里面呢，我们其中的一个肢体的器官呢，它叫胃。它胃呢是一个非常重要的一个工作，它的工作呢就是实际上是把那些吃进来的食物把它消化，然后吸取营养，吸取营养呢，然后再把这些力量呢传递给身体的各个部分，包括你的手臂、胳膊在内。
Every one of us, therefore, has an important job given to us by the Lord.When we trusted him as our savior.
所以我们当中的每一个人呢，当我们信了主耶稣基督为救主以后呢，他会给我们每个人呢，都安排一个非常重要的工作。
We don't have the same job, everyone the same job, because if we did, we wouldn't be properly balanced.
所以我们每一个人呢，都不会有一个一模一样的工作。如果我们每个人的工作都一样呢，那我们就会其实失去了平衡。
So, I keep on thinking of the illustration that about my face, I've got two eyes, a nose, and a mouth on my face.
因为我一直在想呢，我的脸，其实我的脸里面呢，有两个眼睛，一个鼻子，一张嘴。
Which one of them is important?
所以他们中间的哪一样是重要的呢
？Well, they're all important.
当然，他们都重要。
And what would happen if one of those decided that he wasn't terribly important, so he wasn't going to go to work today?
所以呢，如果说其中的一个器官呢，他决定了呢，他说我没有那么重要，所以他自己要出去工作。
So you go out on the street.And somebody looks at you and says, Harold, where's your nose?
因为你走到那个街上，有些人看见我说 Harold, 你的鼻子在哪里？
I say, oh, my nose decided not to come to work today.
因为我说我的鼻子今天呢决定不来上班了。
And the people would say to me, what's wrong with your body? Of course you've got to have your nose today.
所以呢，他就说：“那你的身体出那什么问题吗？你当然，你今天需要一个鼻子的。”
I would kind of walk a little peculiar if my foot didn't come to work today.
所以呢，如果我今天我的脚今天决定不来跟我上班的话呢，我可能走路都不正常了。
We need every one of us needs the other because we're all part of His body.
因为我们所有的人都互相需要，因为我们所有人呢都是他的那个身体的一部分。
Now, what would happen if my body decided not to cooperate instead of walking right, we'd fall over.
因为如果说呢，我其中的一条腿呢不决定呢，就是正常的工作，那么我们就会跌倒。
If my nose wasn't working, I would probably burn all the food that I was cooking.
因为如果我的鼻子决定不工作的话呢，那么当我做饭做菜的时候呢，可能全部都会烧糊了。
We need one another. In particular, we need one another because we've got the most important job in the world.
因为我们互相需要大家互相的支持，就是其中一个原因呢，是因为我们有世界上最重要的工作。
And there really is no problem because we've all been given the same power in those first three chapters. We've been given enough power to do the job.
因为在前面的以弗所书一到三章里面呢，讲到的就是前面这，我们都给了我们足够的力量，让我们去做这样的工作。
Now verse 11 picks up this great theme.
第十一节呢，把这样一个伟大的主题继续下去。
And in the church it says, God gave some apostles, he gave some prophets, he gave some evangelists, he gave some pastors, he gave some teachers. Five things.
这个里面第十一节讲的神呢，赐的所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师，有教师，有五件事情。
Five special jobs. Each one of the saints in Ephesus had one of those five special jobs.
这里有五样特别的工作，所以当时呢，在以弗所的那个教会的每个圣徒呢，他们都有其中的一样的工作。
When they worked together, there was great blessing.
当他们一起工作的时候，合作的时候呢，有极大的从神来的赐福。
If they didn't all work together, there was great disunity, great problem, and great destruction.
所以如果他们不协调工作的话呢，那么呢，实际在里面呢有很大的那种破坏，有很大的分裂，有很大的那种破坏。
He got sick.
所以要为神的缘故去工作。
Have you ever tried to get a lot of work done when you're really sick?
所以呢，就是说呢，你当你生病的时候，你有没有试过要去把很多的工作做完呢？
And the answer is you can't do it. You need all the members of your body to be strong in order for you to do a good job.
所以这个答案呢是你生病了你就不能去把工作做好，因为你需要你身体上的所有的器官一起协调合作，你才能把大量的工作做好。
And we need all the members of our family, of our Christian family working together in order for us to do the job that we should do.
因为我们需要所有的就是在一个神的家里的我们的基督徒的弟兄姊妹一起工作，我们才能把神的工作做好。
When I was a teenager, our family used to do some entertaining. We used to invite a lot of young people to our house.
当他是个青少年的时候呢，他们的家里做了很多的就接待其他的圣徒的事情，他们通常会邀请很多年轻人来到他家做客。
Very often, we would invite 50 or 60 people to come to our house for a meeting on Sunday afternoon and stay for dinner.
通常呢，我们会邀请呢50到60个年轻人呢来到我家，是在星期天的下午来开会，然后呢，我们一直会，然后就留在他家吃晚餐。
There were 4 of us who did the job.
他们四个人呢就是来做这样的组织工作。
My mother was the chief cook.
她妈妈就是主要的大厨。
My sister was helping as a cook. She helped also teaching the young people when they came, and she also played the piano so we could sing a lot.
然后她的姐姐呢，就帮她妈妈做饭，然后呢在这吃完饭以后，他妈妈呢也他的姐姐也帮助去教那些来的那些年轻人。另外呢，他姐姐还要弹钢琴，弹钢琴呢，这样呢，他们大家可以在一起唱赞美诗。
My father was in charge. My father had the spiritual wisdom and the spiritual counsel, and my father paid the bills.
所以呢，这个呢，其实呢，他的父亲呢是 统管一切的，所以他的父亲有这样的属灵的恩赐，所以他的父亲是掌握这个所有的节奏的。
My job was to make sure that there were enough tables and chairs and plates so that we could feed the people, and my job was to bring the people, encourage them to come.
这个他的职责呢，就是呢，就是要确保那里有足够的桌子椅子，还有足够的碗筷盘碟，让他们来了呢，他们有足够的地方有足够的碗碟吃饭。然后他另外的工作就是去邀请他们来到他家。
But I don't do that today.
但现在我却不这么做了。
Why don't I do that today?
那么为什么现在我不做了呢？
Oh, my mother's gone to heaven.
他的妈妈呢已经去了天家了。
My father's gone to heaven.
他的爸爸也去了天家。
And I'm older and my sister is older and we don't have the ability to do it because we're only half the team we used to be.
因为现在呢他姐姐老了他也老了所以他们没有这样的能力去再做从前那样的事儿因为他们那个团队呢只剩下一半的人了。
We all need one another. Each one needs the other person. And if we work together, God can bless. And if we don't, there'll be a problem.
因为这个呢，我们所有的人都互相需要。我们也互相需要的话呢，如果我们一起协调工作，神就会赐福我们。如果我们不一起协同工作的话呢，一定会产生问题。
Now, verses 11 down through 16 are very important verses, and we want to consider them line by line so that we can learn how to work together. What will be the benefit if we work together?
这个呢，第11节呢，到第16节是非常重要的几节经文。这一节几节经文告诉我们呢，我们要怎样的去协同的一起工作。
And so I'm going to recommend that you read and study those verses. We're going to talk about them next week.
所以这个呢是非常非常重要的经文呢，我们一节一节的讲。我推荐大家就是说呢，你把这11节到16节呢，先那个这个星期读一下，下个星期呢，我们来一起学习。
Unfortunately, I'm double committed again this evening. I apologize. I'm going to have to leave you now.
因为他也是向大家抱歉，抱歉，因为实际上呢，他还有另外一篇讲道呢，两个已经重了，所以呢，他现在就必须离开，去另外一个会议讲道。
Lord willing, we'll be together for the whole time next week. I just apologize. I can't spend more time with you tonight. So I'm going to leave you.
今天主若许可呢，下个星期呢，他整个的时间呢，他都会在这里讲。那么呢，今天呢，他抱歉，他必须早点走。
Roy will close in prayer. If you're in Vancouver, we'll hope to see you tomorrow and we'll see you next week anyway. But Roy, again, my apologies. You explain to the people and I will, I'll run now. We'll see you tomorrow next week.
因为我们在温哥华的弟兄姊妹呢，我们明天早上见。但是呢，下个星期呢，我们大家一定会还是在这个众母会议上见。他现在呢，必须离开，必须离开呢，所以呢，我现在给大家呢做一点那个，做一个结束的祷告，做一个结束的祷告以后呢，然后我们今天呢，就到这里了，下个星期就再见。我们来做一个结束的祷告。既然天父感谢您赐给我们这样的时间在一起，也感谢哈尔德弟兄呢来给我们讲述这个以弗所书的这个第四章。既然天父，我们非常感恩当时使徒保罗呢给以弗所书的弟兄们写出这样的书信，告诉他们我们都是一个肢体， 我们都是这身为一个身体，各自不同的肢体，我们都是神的教会里面的一部分，所以我们都要谦卑自己，同心协力的一起为神工作。这样呢，我们就能够得到从神来的大量的赐福。天父啊，我们也就是祈求您在 Harold 的下一场的那个讲道中呢，赐给他力量，也赐给他智慧。我们也感恩呢，今天呢有这么多的弟兄姊妹，从中国啊，从温哥华来参加这样的学习。我们感谢每一位，感谢求您赐福给我们在座的每一位，也赐福给他们所有的人所代表的家人。见天父，祈求您下个星期把我们带回来，继续在这里一起学习。请您再次祈求您呢，赐福给我们大家。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。